Hey, K-O-R-A.
Hey, Carly, it's Granger.
Hey, Granger, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good. So Roger's gone. JR is in here with me because he's been filling in on the morning show with me.
Hey, buddy.
Cool. Hey, guys.
Man, you have been all over the dang place lately, especially the East Coast.
I know. I need a few days off so me and JR could go grab a beer.
I know.
Hey, what about me? You always leave me out of these things.
Me too, but yeah, JR texted me recently about that, so
okay.
You didn't text me, Carly.
Fine, I'll start texting you, Granger.
Is that weird that I do that? That I text you? It's okay if it's weird. I don't mind being the weird guy.
No, you're like a buddy that's also in radio. So I like buddies that are in radio.
Okay, good.
Well, we were super excited the other day watching you on the Today Show and then on Fox and Friends. That was so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a blast. It's funny being in those studios and realizing that millions of people are watching it, but it doesn't seem like it in a little studio.
I can imagine. What time did you guys have to get there that morning for the Today Show?
The Today Show, the crew had to be there at, I think, 2:45 a.m.
2:45 a.m.
Yeah. And then we had to be there at, I think, 3:45.
Oh my goodness. Gosh.
Well, I know you're not done with national television yet because you got Jimmy Kimmel coming up. Oh,
yeah.
That is so awesome.
Are you nervous?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'll get there and I'll tell you after it happens. But with Jimmy Kimmel, they put us on the outdoor stage.
Okay.
Which is great because that way a crowd actually comes.
Nice.
And they're all in front. So it's, in a lot of ways, it's going to feel like a real show.
Mm-hmm. So what song are you going to do?
That we're going to do 4, and then they want the 2 singles on TV, and then they want us to do some more just for the crowd. So I don't know about that, but I do know we're going to do the 2 singles, Backroads Song, and If the Boot Fits.
Well, obviously, we definitely want to touch on the new album, Remington. It is awesome. Just came out March 4th. Man, this thing is just shooting up in popularity. That is so awesome.
Well, thank you. It's such a cool feeling to work on something for so long where no one knows what you're doing. And then 2 years or so later, you finally get to play it for people. So that's kind of what any album is for any artist. You work, you work, you work behind closed doors, and then you wait for that reaction. And it's basically, how can I tell my story of the last 2 years, but also be able to connect with people at the same time? So that's the magic ingredients for this record. And we're hoping it does good, and it's so excited that people are finally hearing it.
I love that you included 5 more minutes on that. Tell me, how'd you guys decide to go, okay, let's take this older song and put it to the newer, bigger audience that you have now?
Well, this might be something that we do for records in the future, too, because I have so many. I have 8 albums out in the past, and so we could go back to, because of this, these new records are going to be just seen by a lot more people because of just where we are now in the music business. And so naturally, we wanted to be able to kind of connect the dots between the old music and the new for the people that didn't know about the old music. And so we went through and decided on just pulling a couple songs, and then next album we'll probably do the same thing, pull a couple more songs from the past. And I think it's kind of a neat way of telling people that, hey, there is stuff before this album that you don't know about.
Oh yeah, that's fantastic. And I know a couple of the main 2 Earl Dibble songs made it on there, as well as the new one, America.
yes, it's been a riot, you know, putting out America and shooting that crazy music video and trying to figure out a way to put it in the show. It's a lot of fun.
And dude, those guns you got now, what in the world are you doing? What is happening?
I don't know, man.
How does your bus get gas mileage if you're carrying around all the weights that are clearly you're using all the time?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I've been on kind of a kick to try to be as healthy as I can, because I've never gone this hard, this fast, this crazy in my life. You know, it's every single day, 7 days a week. I'm up early, I'm staying up late, and so I kind of made up my mind with 2016 that it's going to be so crazy. I better be as healthy as I can, or I'm just going to be sick all the time.
Those biceps got so big around them. Did you have to find larger barbed wire tattoos to put on?
You're crazy, man. I owe you a shotgun beer later.
Thanks for calling us, and I cannot wait to see you guys perform America live at Hurricane Harry's on April 22nd. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome, guys. Well, thank you so much for having me on this morning.